Well, according to Jesus, there's three kinds of people in every church service: hot people, cold people, and lukewarm people. And those three temperatures really represent how we feel about God or where our heart connection is to Him at any given time. Those temperatures could also represent a certain part of our lives that we're passing through. And for example, 10 years ago, you may have considered yourself very warm to God and excited about who He was, moving toward Him. But perhaps today you would say, well, I'm so-so in reference to God. Hot toward Him, cold toward Him, or right in the middle, waiting to make a decision. And so the first person in the gospel story, the woman at the well who was thirsty, could represent somebody who was cold toward Christ and a little bit antagonistic to Him. And she begins to argue with Jesus when He asked her for a drink of water. And she says, well, why are you talking to me? That's her basic message. I'm a Samaritan, you're a Jewish person. We shouldn't even be having this conversation. And I remember one time being stopped by a law enforcement officer because of which I considered a minor violation in my driving habits. In the first thoughts that came to my mind, which thankfully I did not express, was, you know, there's probably a person robbing a bank right now, or I'm sure several blocks away there's a drug deal going on. Why are you stopping to deal with my life? But that particular day, I was the one who needed to be put straight, you might say. And so Jesus talks to the woman. Jesus talks to anybody who would be cold toward Him. She was argumentative in terms of worship itself. She knew a little bit about worship. She was very concerned about the place of worship, the format of worship. Most religious peoples are very concerned about those kind of things. But inside, there was nothing going on between her and the living God. And so God, in her mind, perhaps was somebody who had not helped her in the long run. More tied maybe to a tradition than a heart trust. And she had had five key relationships in her life all disintegrate. So she came off a bit tough, a bit angry, or maybe just broken and disappointed. You could relate to her, I'm sure. God had not come through for her, maybe in the past, the way she thought He might. And so she came to get some water. All that she wanted was to get a drink of water to get through the day. All she wanted was to survive another week. That's what she was looking for. And Jesus says to her, I can give you water that will quench the dryness in your heart that you might feel toward God. And she answers, maybe with a little bit of anger, well, give me this water so that I don't have to keep coming back here to get the water. And maybe under her breath, and to run into people like you who are really interrupting my attempt to get through the next day. By the end of her time with Jesus, however, she went from cold to hot, very warm toward Him. She takes up Jesus' offer, words perhaps ring in her heart and in her ears, never thirst again. A spring of water welling up to eternal life. I almost die of thirst every week, she probably says. Well, I never thought something like this could really be true, something with God. She goes and tells other people about Christ by the end of the story. He tells me everything I ever did. He knows where I'm coming from. He knows my heart. He loves me just the same. He gives me life forever with Him. I've never thought anything like this could happen. That's a cold-hearted heart that Christ intercepts, you might say, or speaks with. Perhaps you're there this morning. If you're cold toward God, Jesus understands. In fact, He says it's better you're that way than in the middle of the road, not sure what in the world you're doing. But sometimes when you're cold toward God, the best thing to do is talk to Him about where you're at. If you're angry with Him, tell Him you're angry. If you're hurt and broken beyond repair, tell Him about that. And you'll find Him speaking to you and offering you something in terms of himself that we don't have on our own. A loving God, knowing him now and forever, really happens at something that God initiates. And suddenly you say, well, God's everything to me. I don't know why, but he is. Rachel sang about that. She didn't attempt to expound on why, but she has met the Lord and found goodness in him. Then there's the lukewarm people. Perhaps most of us could identify with this bunch. They're without passion towards God. And lukewarm believers had at one time real life, but over the time it has not been so much real life. They're represented by a group in the city of Laodicea. That was an important city in the Roman Empire back then. It was a good place to live. Had a lot of things going for it. Education, good medical care. Some place you'd want to be. Top 10 cities in the Roman Empire. Laodicea in the top 10. Let's move there. Let's plant a church there. Something good is about to happen. Prayerfully. So. And so there they are, and one of the things that they don't have going for them is a fresh water supply. No fresh water in their own resources. What are they going to do? From 6 miles away, there's a nice cold spring of water. They bring it in with the highest technology, with a Roman aqueduct, which is pretty good for the day. Made of brick, but 6 miles trip from a cold water to Laodicea. Not too cold after that. Hot water springs in a nearby city, the same thing, bring it in. By the time it gets to the city, it is warm again. Laodicea, nice place to visit, but don't drink the water. That's where they are in their relationship with Christ. Lukewarm. It's like taking a big gulp of coffee that's been left on the kitchen table all day. You take a gulp. Where can I get rid of this? Jesus says, well, where can I spit? This is not what it's meant to be. Laodicea wanted everything perfect in their lives and really worked hard to do so. Sometimes we're in the most self-sufficient, destructive way when we try to make everything perfect in our own lives, including our relationship with God. I'm going to make that perfect. And God says, without me, you need my help in order for anything good to happen. Who wants to deal with a lukewarm relationship? There's lack of compassion, lack of caring. It's difficult. My first job, I worked as a school custodian in the summertime and did work with a fellow who was pretty lukewarm toward his job. He was hard to work with. And also, the boss got after him constantly, yelling at him on a regular basis. Hey, he would say, snap your fingers. I want to see if you're awake. And in spite of all that volume and all that getting after that man, he never did create any fondness or warmth toward his job, because heat is something that can only be produced from the inside out. A change of heart that only God can bring. Describing lukewarmness toward God, one Christian writer, contemporary Christian song, puts it this way. Slacking up like a bum, feeling ho-hum, feeling lukewarm like the water in my tum. What is the temperature of the water in our tummy? About 98.6, probably. That's the best we can come up with. In our own health, in our own strength, we'll be lukewarm. All relationships that were once warm will become lukewarm over time unless they are given great attention. With some commitment in there. Nice cold glass of ginger ale. Warm by the end of the day. And Christ intervenes to any who would say, I resemble that description. I don't feel caring toward God or many others. And he says, I love, and so I call you to change. I would gladly, God brings about changes in our hearts that we can't bring on our own. He says, I stand at the door and knock. If you open the door, I'll be with you and you'll be with me. And he will provide for us what we don't have for ourselves. It's really a commitment towards Christ for our warmth toward him and any other people in our lives Tom Phillips, who worked with Billy Graham for many years, wrote this description of a new life with God, or being warm again toward Him, or revived in Him. He said this: new life with Christ or revival comes from God's initiative. It is the light of God leading people back to Himself. A Puritan said it was like having someone on your mind all the time. You couldn't get that person off your mind. And love does that. God's love, because we're on His mind all the time, redirects our heart and mind to Him. Just to say, Lord, You're there. You knock. We follow. You provide the heat. And do you want Jesus to be with you, to give you health with Him? He promises to do this. Ask God for help in prayer. Lord, I was once hot. Now I'm dying in my relationship with You. That's an honest prayer. The Laodiceans could pray. We're like the Roman aqueducts, broken and flawed in 100% of who we are. With Christ is health and strength in 100% of who He is. And so He comes. The third group of people not talked much about in the passages are hot. Jesus said, I'd want you to be one or the other, cold or hot. And apparently, if you're hot spiritually or very warm toward God, it's not something you're much self-aware of. The Lord's on your mind and heart, and your own temperature is not a big issue. You go to the restaurant and say, I want a nice bowl of soup, hot bowl of soup. You get the soup. If it's too hot, if it's boiling, or if it's steamy, all it does is draw attention to itself, and you can't even eat the thing. It's not going to help anyone. But when it's warm, the way it could be made by a master cook, oh, nourishment, wellness, tastes so good, didn't even notice the temperature. It was just so, gave me health. Life became tasty again when I turned toward the Lord. The Bible teaches us there's only one who's really hot all the time. Sometimes we think of cold, lukewarm, and hot, and we begin to say, well, compared to the people around me, I think I'm at least lukewarm, perhaps hot. But in the Scripture, there's only one who's hot, one who we would compare ourselves with. Jesus is hot, and we are not. He is the light of the world. He said that He is a fire that would warm up anything that He would touch, and bring our hearts warm with love for Him again. Sometimes, too, also a good heart check on warmness toward God is fire toward others. I tell the Lord, Lord, I'm very excited about You. It's just that all the of Your sons and daughters I'm kind of lukewarm towards. Take them or leave them. Maybe cold toward them. Jesus said, well, you can't be hot toward Me if you're lukewarm toward people around Me. And that has happened to me a number of times, no problem. But the Lord's provision of warmth toward Himself, He really does call us that way. I knew of a woman who saw God's warmth carry her through a tough time. She had to bury her 18-year-old son, who died unexpectedly. And so a part of her was in heaven with her son, and a part of her was with Jesus, following Him as she continued to live on. At the graveside, she held a Bible tightly to herself, because she knew in the days ahead, in order to get through the day and have strength, some kind of resource beyond herself or living water, she would really be counting on God to lean on, to be her strength, peace, and to speak to her. And this morning, if you're cold to God, just say, well, I'm angry, concerned about a lot of things outward, Lord, are You going to come through for me? Jesus would say, I will promise to You my presence, my faithfulness. And would you want Him in your life like the woman whose life was changed her life was changed by Christ. You do that by a simple act of faith, by praying, Lord, I trust you. Come into my life. Help me to follow you. I don't have the resources on my own to do this. And Christ shows himself faithful to change a heart that's not there to a heart that says, God is good. He loves me and I love him back. And then if you're lukewarm, might you say, Lord, sometimes I'm lukewarm about being lukewarm. I don't even care that I'm not excited about you. I think it's the other guy's fault that I'm not excited about you. I tried that. Better to pray, Lord, I am desperate for you too. Your life to me. Breathe new life into my heart. I need a joy and a peace and a forgiveness that I don't have in my own. Jesus says he stands and knocks so that if we open the door, he'll come in and be with us and we'll be with him. What a wonderful Savior he is. I mentioned the lady who kept the Bible close to her. If you think of the heat of God as made by two key parts of what we could put in our empty hands, one would be prayer and one would be God's Word. Many, many times for people who wanted to be close to God, they took prayer, they took God's Word, and they said, okay, Lord, these are vehicles. Would you please bring a spark from them? And if you need a Bible, glad to provide a Bible for any here. Or if your Bible is at home and needs to be opened, like you would open a good cold favorite drink of yours on a parched day, God waits to be discovered. Turn to him in your heart. Put your trust in him. If you're hot, you don't know it. You thank God for God. And you say, Lord, continue to deliver me from myself and my sin. Now, Jesus promises, I stand at the door and knock. Open that door. He'll come in, be with you, and you'll be with him. It's at his initiative that any warmth happens. He gives you a choice, but he loves you too much to leave the choice on just to you. He'd like to help you make that choice by turning to him and trusting him. This last song is a song I sang for the first time when I was about 18 years old. Didn't go to church, but I heard it on a Friday night, and I thought, this is probably what it means to give your heart to Christ. It says, Lord, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, because back is to lukewarm and cold. The cross before me, what's life on my own is behind me, but life with God is ahead. And though no one join me, still I will follow. I'm not waiting for anybody else to be interested in being warm to God. You can be warm to God at his initiative. And so, beautiful song. If you'd like prayer this morning for any need that you have in your life, you're welcome to come forward and sit or kneel. And say, Lord, I need your help today for warmth in my soul toward you or for the gift of heaven. Don't know about heaven. I want to know more. Sing to the Lord together. Let's stand together and sing this wonderful song.